This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Australia's biggest frog counting event kicks off next Friday, November 9, and scientists at the Australian Museum are launching Frog ID Week, which is the annual national frog survey that they hope will be one of the country's biggest citizen science projects. And joining us on the line is Jodie Rowley from the Australian Museum. Good morning, Jodie.
Good morning.
Jodie, we've seen reports over the past couple of days claiming we've lost over 60% of our animals since 1970. How are the frogs going?
The frogs are not doing well at all, which is definitely why we need your help. In Australia, we've already lost at least 4 species of our frogs, and globally about 40% of all frog species are threatened extinction. So it's not great, especially when frogs are canaries in the coal mine, and so they tend to respond to any kind of environmental change before other animals.
Is that why it's so important to make sure we've got numbers of the frogs in our environment?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the biggest challenges we face in conserving our frogs is our lack of knowledge. We don't really know where frogs are. We don't even know how many species of frog we really have in Australia. And there's not that many frog biologists. Australia is very big, and frogs can be a real pain to study because they tend to only get out and call when the conditions are right. So I can plan a trip somewhere and, you know, 20 times not find a frog. So what we need is we desperately need more information on where our frogs are and how they're doing, and so we're calling on everyone, young and old, to get out there whenever they hear a frog, which is usually the first few hours after dark, especially after rain, near a pond, dam, stream, even in your backyard pond, is just to download the free Frog ID app for their smartphone and record their frogs, submit them to the Frog ID Week, and that's particularly during the 9th to the 18th of November. We desperately want to try and get 10,000 calls of frogs from across Australia.
Wow. Look, I'm going to say, Jodie, because last night we've got a little rare frog across the road from where I live in the west in Melbourne. It's a marsh-spotted frog, and it's in a little spot. And we've put a little pond in our front yard, and we have it over there, and we're very proud that the rare breed frog's in our house. But I went out there with my microphone yesterday to catch it, and every time I went near the bugger, it shut up. And I'm going out there with my... And I'm sneaking along, and I could hear it croaking, and every time I get closer and push it near, and the thing went quiet. And I thought, is it going to be a problem? How can I trick the frog?
Oh, welcome to the world of a frog biologist. Yeah, we get a lot of recordings where there's maybe a couple of calls of a frog and then just a sigh and the frog becomes quiet. So, yeah, it is a bit of an art. If frogs are really, really keen, especially if it's just rain, then they usually don't care so much about people, but it is a bit of an art. So walking close to it, but not to disturb it. So that's one of the great things about Frog ID generally, is that it prevents you from disturbing the frog, because as soon as they're disturbed, they'll stop calling and you won't get what you want. So I usually stand there for a bit, turn your lights off. Frog ID, the app, is quite sort of a dark colour scheme, and one of the reasons is so that it doesn't shine too much light and make the frog stop calling. But yeah, it is an art, but generally if you stand still for a couple of minutes with your light off like a weirdo, then definitely the frogs usually start calling again.
Well, thank you, Jodie. You've given me some ideas now, so I know what to do. But you're talking about this Frog ID app. How can we find that?
So it's like Shazam.
Shazam for a frog.
It is. Except it's somebody that will listen to your call on the other end, like myself as well, and identify the frogs for you. You can get that for your smartphone, your Android or iPhone, on the Google Play Store or the Apple iTunes. Just search for Frog ID, one word, or go to frogid.net.au.
Jodie, what frogs are we likely to find here in Melbourne? Do you think there'd be any?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, so we've been running for almost a year now, just sort of baseline Frog ID, and this is why we're now kicking off Frog ID Week, to try and get this big annual push, sort of like the annual bird count. But we have a lot of calls from Melbourne. There's a lot of great frogs around there. One of the most common that we get is the whistling tree frogs. So they are, particularly during the winter months, but they're calling right now, and I can't even impersonate their call. you do get a lot of the old eastern banjo frogs, which, as their name implies, is more of a sort of a bonk, 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 and so you'll hear them.
Oh, I like that. And yeah, I like a banjo, so there's no like ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
If you get a few calling at once, and they're different body sizes. The bigger frogs call slightly deeper, so you can get a real musical effect going if you've got a bunch of banjo frogs.
Well, my frogs are lazy. I'm going to get out there tonight and I'm going to make them do me a number.
Jodie, can we help the frogs by creating, like Tom has, frog-friendly gardens at home?
Definitely. There are certain frogs that will love having a backyard pond, and it's definitely great to help them. And also getting involved in some revegetation or rehabilitation of local wetlands and streams as well, because not all frogs live in your backyard pond. That some frogs are quite happy there, but others wouldn't be caught dead in your backyard pond. So it is really important to sort of have the variety of habitats. And that's one of the things with Frog ID that you'll notice. If you go to a stream, you'll get different species. If you go to a wetland that's temporary particularly, you'll get different species. And so it is fun to get out there with the kids as well and get them to learn what their local frogs are and learn what local sort of habitats that they like and maybe get out there and help preserve these special places.
So Frog ID Week kicks off next Friday, November 8th through to November 18th. So for more information or to download the Frog ID app, you can head to frogid.net.au. Jodie, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Let's just hope we don't find those cane toads here.
No.
Send them back to Queensland.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.